The Word of Faith Netcast is on the air. Well, praise the Lord. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I'm so glad you could join us for this week's Netcast. I tell you what, we've got some exciting things to talk about before we get into concluding the message on the ministry of the pastor and your pastor's care for you. We'll get into that message in just a moment. But first of all, finally, Roku has approved the new version of the SpeakFaith.tv application on Roku. So if you haven't gone to SpeakFaith.tv in a long time, by all means, go check it out, because here's the big announcement that I've been waiting to make, and that is Brother Kenneth Copeland's program is now on SpeakFaith.tv. You know, Brother Copeland said many, many years ago that he wants to use every available voice to reach the world with the Word of Faith, and so he is now on SpeakFaith.tv. And then the other news is that Dr. Larry Ollison is on SpeakFaith.tv. I'm telling you, I'm excited about those additions because they are tremendous ministers of the Word of God. So, like I said, if you haven't been to SpeakFaith.tv in a long time, by all means, check it out. If you have a Roku and you already have subscribed to SpeakFaith.tv, then do a system update and let it download the new version to your Roku system. And while you're at it, while you have the SpeakFaith.tv site up on your Roku, the channel up, click on your remote on your asterisk button and rate us with 5 stars. All right, will you do that? Because about 104 people have already done that, and it has moved our rank up in the religion and spirituality category of the Roku channel guide or whatever. So please do that. If you haven't done that already, please go ahead and click on that asterisk button and then rate the channel with 5 stars. I would greatly appreciate it, and it'll help us get the Word of God out to the world. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now, wow, there's some exciting things happening with Word of Faith Radio that I should mention as well. We have some new ministers. Our two newest additions to Word of Faith Radio are William and Amy Ford, who just joined us this last couple weeks, and then also Dwayne and Leah Norman have joined us over the last month or so. So quite a few new ministers that are on Word of Faith Radio. So I encourage you to check out Word of Faith Radio at WFR.org, as it says there on the screen. Now let's go directly back into our message on your pastor's care for the conclusion of this message.
That we may hear from leadership, and they may say, we need to do this, and you kind of go, I don't want to do that. And I like what I heard Pastor Ed say many years ago. It blessed me. Now, you have probably heard me tell this story, but I'm going to share the story because it's on me. Many years ago, Pastor Ed, right here in this very church, said, we're going to take up an offering to buy hymnals. And every charismatic bone in my body went, no, we don't use hymnals. We use wall hymnals. We don't need books. Well, the reason for it was, very reasonable reason, by purchasing the books, we are licensed to use the songs that are within those books. So there was a legal, proper reason for buying hymnals. But inside me, there was just something that just rose up and said, no, I'm not going to contribute to that hymnal. You know, because I was a charismatic. That was my background. Pastor's always talking about his heritage was Pentecostal. Mine was Baptist and charismatic. Okay? And so as soon as that rose up in me, now what was that thing that rose up in me? Rebellion. Because my leadership had said we need to buy hymnals. And I said, and as soon as I started to say no inside, never say anything outside verbally, but inside I said, I need to give big. Because I need to break this. I need to break the rebellion that I'm feeling toward my leadership, because he said we needed to buy hymnals. Then bless God, we're going to buy some hymnals. And I contributed toward that a fairly large amount, And the whole time going, Lord, who'd have thought that Brother Bill would ever buy a hymnal on purpose? You know, I mean, that was really, I had to fight with myself internally to do that, to obey. I submitted and I obeyed. And guess what? It was blessing. Because I found an area in my life I needed to break down. I needed to become submitted. I needed to become obedient in that area. Now, obey them that have the rule over you. Submit yourselves. For why? For they watch for your souls. Now, I've read that, and I have not really fully meditated the meaning of that. You know what I mean? You read something in the Bible, and you've read it so often, or you've heard it so often, you just kind of let it go and just get right by. And I started meditating on that this afternoon, started thinking, what does that mean, watch for your souls? Well, first I've got to define my terms. The soul here is not the spirit man. It's the mind, the will, and emotions area. It's the psuche area, not the pneuma area. Okay? It is what the Greek definition says, the animal sentient principle only, the mind, the will, the emotions. Now, let me ask you something. As a believer, haven't you found that your mind's what squirrels off? Really? In other words, you're born again, your spirit's right with God. You know, you have to do something with your soul. Renew it to the Word of God. And what did we say the leadership was doing? They were giving us the Word of God. Okay? So that should be affecting us. It should be changing us. It should be keeping our soul, spirit, soul, and body lined up with the Word of God. Now, I said all of this toward a purpose, and that is to share with you a personal thing that happened to me in the last few weeks. You know, and I wasn't squirreling out. I wasn't going crazy or anything like that, but I was just minding my own business, and I started having a tooth pain. My tooth was hurting me, and it got worse, and it got worse, and it finally, I put up with it for a few days. And I kind of tepidly said, Lord, heal me, hallelujah. You know, I didn't really knuckle down and pray. You know what I'm saying? I just kind of, yeah, Lord, I know I'm the healer of the Lord. You know, I mean, it was just very half-hearted. Well, that means my soul, my will, emotions, was not really in line. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't really where I needed to be to get in the Word and to really believe God and receive my healing. So I finally got to the point that I thought, I'm suffering through this all one weekend. And even the Sunday morning, I'm sitting back there running the video, and I was hurting the whole time. I mean, I'm sitting there just kind of just folding over from the pain. And I thought, Monday morning, I'm going to find me a dentist. It's the last thing I do. So I went to the dentist, and he poked, and he prodded, and he looked, and he x-rayed, and he did all these things. He says, I think we're going to need to do a root canal. Well, I've had root canals before. You know what? They're not any fun. They really aren't. And the thing is, it was under a gold crown. And I asked him, what are you going to do? You're going to have to take the crown off? He says, oh, no, we just drill through the middle and take the root out. And then we patch the gold crown. I thought, that doesn't sound like any fun at all. You know? So I begin to have a change of mind. I thought, you know what? Tonight's prayer and healing service. This was Sunday. I said, I'm going to believe God and receive my healing, and my pastor's going to lay hands on me. Well, I became a lot like the woman with the issue of blood. You know, I said to myself, when I get there, pastor's going to lay hands on me, I'm going to be healed. And I just kept thinking that and saying that. He's going to lay hands on me, and I'm going to be healed. Well, that night I got here, and I'm sitting back there running the video, and pastor's talking about starting communion. And I came up here in front, and I looked at him, and I said, aren't you going to pray for anybody? Do you remember that? I was kind of brusque, you know. I said, aren't you going to pray for anybody? He said, well, yeah, come on up. And I said, he's going to lay hands on me. I'm going to receive my healing. Well, it began to amend from that very hour. So Monday morning, it's better. Tuesday morning, it's a whole lot better. And now, no pain at all. Now, I thought about that, and I thought, praise the Lord for my pastor. Praise the Lord for my man of God, that I knew that I had confidence that if I went down there and he laid hands on me, even if my mind is not where it ought to be. Even if my soul, my will and emotions, really isn't as focused as it should have been, he's going to, in effect, bridge the gap through his prayers because of my confidence in him. Now again, doesn't mean I didn't have faith in God. Doesn't mean I didn't have faith in the Word. But I had faith in my pastor to be in the position to pray for me and to bridge that gap. Because I knew I wasn't where I needed to be. Now, you know, everybody, oh, Dr. Bill, aren't you God's man of faith and power? No, sometimes I'm God's man of paste and flour. You know, sometimes I'm not where I need to be. But praise the Lord, God knew that there's times that you need somebody to stand in the gap. You need somebody you have confidence in to say, pray now. Which is why I was so forceful that I wanted Pastor to pray for me. So let's keep reading here. They watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable unto you. Now, you know, if I was one of these church members that was always kicking against leadership and didn't want to order hymnals, didn't want to do this, didn't want to do that, then, you know, when Pastor Ed got before the Lord and the Lord said, what about Brother Bill? And he goes, well, you know, praise the Lord, Brother Bill did the best he could, and, you know, and he had to do it with grief. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that. I want him to say, woo, hallelujah, Brother Bill was right there. He was serving. He was doing what he was faithful. You know, I want him to be able to joyfully tell the Lord that, yeah, he had it together. And those times when I didn't have it together, I said, Lord, I'm going to church, and pastor's going to lay hands on me, and I'm going to get healed. Or whatever. Whatever the situation is. I've had situations where I've gone to pastor and said, Pastor, what do I do about this? I've prayed. I've sought the Lord. I'm not getting any solid direction. And he said, well, you know, I believe it's this. And I thought, wisdom of the Lord. I've shared with you before this example. You know, a lot of good examples that make me look bad. That's okay. I was at work, and I was fussing and fuming about the direction things were going at work, and I was fussing and fuming about management. And there was a couple other guys who had done the same thing. And they, unbeknownst to me, this happened right around this time frame, they got called into human resources and kind of read the riot act. You need to straighten up. Matter of fact, they put them on probation because they had basically gotten outside of rank within the business, if you will. They tried to push their agenda. Well, I was kind of listening to what they were saying. I was, yeah, that's right, that's right. And the day they went to talk to the head of this particular department, when they got in trouble, they fully expected I would be going with them, and I probably would have had it not been for that Sunday morning. See, this was a Monday. That Sunday morning, I'm sitting here, and I'm kind of, in the back of my mind, I'm kind of fuming about there, people at work. And pastor points out at the congregation, kind of in the general direction of where I was, and said, somebody here is about to lose their job because you're doing something, going to do something stupid. And I went, yes, sir. I mean, it just hit me between the eyes, you know. And I knew right then my heart and attitude were wrong. And I needed to repent. So when these guys, we're going to go now to such a, I said, y'all have fun. I'm just going to stay here in the office. And sure enough, I mean, they almost lost their jobs. And that's exactly what the Spirit of the Lord had pastor say. Somebody here about to lose their job. Well, you know, save my job, save my income. Yeah, now that's just pastor being obedient to say one thing. And look at the end result. Look at the benefit. And see, here's the point that I really want to make this evening is, God has put pastors, have put leadership in Faith and Victory Church, in our church, over us for our benefit. Getting healed was a benefit. Not losing my job was a benefit. All of these different things are benefits that could have gone a different way had it not been for our leadership doing what they're called to do. And see, this is to me what he's talking about here. Obey them that have rule over you. Submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they do it with joy, not with grief, for that is unprofitable you. And then finally, pray for us. Now see, he's talking to the church. And he's saying, these folks, they're leaders, and they're over you, and you should obey, and you should submit. It's to your benefit. And then he says, pray for us as leadership. And so, praise the Lord. I think we ought to pray for Pastor Ed. Pray for Pastor Janie and the leadership of this church to do what God's called them to do, to get wisdom, to get revelation, to understand what the direction God's taking them. I mean, that's why I'm so excited about, for instance, the Shekinah Glory meetings. That's not just, oh, well, let's have a meeting. That's the Holy Ghost arranging that. The timing is critical. And they're coming in at just the right time, and they're going to be led by the Lord to do and say some things. We've been praying and believing God to be in the right position, like an appointment. An appointment that's going to be critical to us individually and to the church and to the whole ministry. I mean, there's some things coming. I fully believe there's some things coming. I get excited about, because I'm just involved in it, I get excited about the technology. You know, we were just talking before service about how these cables, we sweated and thought and pondered and researched and did everything over these cables and finally found the right cable with the right shielding and the right everything to make it work. I get excited over stuff like that. Now, a lot of people say, oh, Brother Ben, getting excited over wire. Yeah, but I don't see it as wire. I see it as a benefit to the church and the ministry of the TV ministry out to the internet, people all around the world that are receiving from the Word of God that would never have had the opportunity. I look at it in the big picture, the broader picture of all the people that are out there watching. We've heard testimonies. I mean, the testimony pastor gave that time about the pastor in Africa, I believe it was, who said, I just put your program on and let the people hear it. You know? And, I mean, think about that. Has pastor been to that little village in Africa? Probably not. I'd say he had. Most of the places he's gone, been up in Europe, or Thailand, I believe. But he hadn't had a chance to go to Africa. Well, he has had a chance to go to Africa through the TV ministry. And so I don't see it as, oh, they're out there playing with their technology again. No, we're doing something that God's called us to do. And that's why everything's fallen into place the way it has. The finances have come in to do it. I mean, it's amazing to me the technology we have, you know, at our fingertips. And the knowledge to use it that has come through years of research and training and study. And then I was telling Pastor, I got a call, it's been almost a month ago now, from Dr. Larry Ollison. I don't know if you've heard of Dr. Larry Ollison, but he's a pastor up in Osage Beach, Missouri, I believe. And he is the president of the International Convention of Faith Churches and Ministries, which I'm a member of. And I was at the last yearly International Convention in Branson, Missouri, last year. And so, and I'll be going, see, this is March, April, I'll be going next month to that meeting. Well, he called me up personally, out of the blue, and Dr. Bill, I want to talk to you about your Roku channel. Do you think you could do a Roku channel for ICFM? I said, I've already built it. Talked to Dr. Wingate about it, and several of the other, Dr. Jim Willoughby, who's some of the other board of directors, said, I already built it, it's ready. All we got to do is just pull the plug and, you know, it's ready to roll. Really? Praise the Lord. So I started talking to him about all the technology that we're using here. He said, how about coming down and teaching a workshop at the International Convention? And just teach on some of the things you're doing and the technologies you're using and so forth. So I put together a little, a thumbnail of what I was going to teach on. And I sent that down there, and they looked over and said, perfect, this is exactly what I'm looking for. And basically, my title is going to be How a Ministry of Any Size Can Use the Internet to Reach the World. And isn't that exactly what we're doing? A ministry of any size can use the internet to reach the world. He said, well, yeah, if you've got all this background, experience, and knowledge that folks here have, well, now we can share that with them. So I'm going to do this workshop. I'm going to have materials. We're talking about a list of parts and things that will work together so we don't have to go through the problems we've had to make it work. And say, if you want to do it, quote, on the cheap, here's how you do it. and we'll be able to share that information. Now, think about, we're talking 1,000 pastors or more from all over the world, because it is an international convention. They've got people coming from Europe, people coming from Australia, people coming from all over, that'll be coming to this meeting, potentially hearing this, and taking that knowledge and going back to their church and developing this. Is it no wonder that perhaps we can use this kind of technology to reach the world like we're supposed to? Hallelujah. So see, I see this as big stuff. I see this as important. And I have a heart for it, yes. I mean, it is an area that the Lord's really directed me to get into. But see, I did not know I was going to go quite this direction. But at any rate, back in August of 1980, God spoke to me personally. I was pastoring a church at the time, and the church we had founded was Word of Faith Ministries, and that organization is still the organization that I use today. It's a nonprofit 501c3 organization. But I had been meditating on, I need to know what the vision of this ministry is. And I, as a pastor, I had been meditating on that. And this was a Sunday evening service. I was sitting down, about to get up and teach, and the Lord just said, "Here's your vision." And I wrote it down quick as I could, and didn't change a word of it. And the vision he gave me was, proclaim the word of faith, be a showcase of ministries, train people to fulfill the word of God. Three simple things. And it was patterned, I know this, it was patterned very much after Buddy Harrison's vision, because that was what pushed me to think, I need to have a vision. I need to have something that I can lean on and say, this is what I need to do. So proclaim the word of faith, pretty simple, preaching the word. But showcasing ministries, when he gave me that, I thought, Lord, what's that mean? And he said something to me that I'd heard Buddy Harrison say, you'll never get out of the helps ministry, but you're going to be a helps minister to ministries. And I want you to be like a display case to display the ministries that you have ability to come in contact with. I want you to be a helps minister to them, to help them get their ministry out there. And look at where I'm going to be next month. A showcase of ministries. And I saw that and I thought, Lord, I mean, I told Belinda, about broke down and cried. I mean, that is a fulfillment of a large part of what the Lord's told me, is to be that helps minister, be that person that can help ministries. Over 30 years of computer science background, training BFA in painting, printmaking, photography, and art, which includes markup and so forth of publications. I was on the annual staff, the newspaper staff in high school. All of this knowledge, all this information, all this stuff, I've been to training for publications, because we did that for the yearbook and so forth. Went to Chapel Hill, to UNC Chapel Hill, and had a training course on that. And then audio video. I went toward master's in audio and video at UNCG. All of these things coming together to make what I'm doing now, I believe, a critical part of what this ministry is doing. I'm not trying to get the big head here. I'm just saying the Lord will use you wherever you're at. Dick, with his knowledge of technical things, has been able to pull stuff together here, and the music, and getting Nathan started on the guitar, and all those different things. A little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit here, a little bit there. We're all called to do a part, and we're all called to submit to this authority that we've been placed under for a bigger mission. A critical mission. And I see it as a tremendous opportunity. Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly. But I beseech you the rather do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now, the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will. Hallelujah. Make you perfect in every good work to do is we're working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And see, that's what I'm talking about right there. He's working in me to do things, pulling from my background, pulling from my knowledge, pulling from my studies, helping me to work and be well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. And I beseech you, brethren, suffer the word of exhortation, for I've written a letter unto you in few words. Know you that our brother Timothy is set at liberty, with whom, if he comes shortly, I will see you. Salute all them that have the rule over you, submitting to them. And all the saints, they of Italy salute you. Grace be with you. Amen. So we read the whole chapter. I figured as close as we were, might as well read the whole chapter. Praise the Lord. But I trust you've seen some things from this. The importance of leadership, the importance of authority, the importance of recognizing and knowing those that are in authority, and submitting to them, not just in the sense of, Pastor, what you want me to do? Oh, yeah, that's true. But when I have a need, I start thinking, I'm going to get my pastor to pray. See? And we're meeting each other's need in the body. There was a big doctrine many years ago, body ministry. The body ministering to itself. Well, there's a truth there that we do minister to one another. But it's under the authority of the local church. It's not weird, freaky, out in the world, do whatever you want to do. We don't have a leader kind of thing. I talked to a guy one time that says, I don't have a pastor. I don't need a pastor. Funny, the Bible says you do. You know? What do you mean, you don't need a pastor? Well, he's basically got the big head. He's just saying, you know, I'm so spiritual, I don't need a pastor. Well, la-di-da. I'm so spiritual, I know I do need one. Amen? So the thing is, recognize those, submit to them, and know that they do it for your good. Like I said, look at all the dumb things I'd have missed, or did miss, because of my pastor. And that's just a few examples. And of course, praying for Belinda and getting her healed. You know, and there's a lot of other people praying too, but still, pastor coming, grabbing my hand, sitting there over the Bible and believing God with me, that meant the world to me in that situation. And the tremendous miracles we've seen. I get excited over a tooth, but you know, Belinda got a new heart. You know, other people have been healed of cancer. Other people have been healed of all these other things. I think it's no small thing that we are referred to as my miracle place. This is the place to come, and I say this in the intro to our videos. This is the place to come to receive your miracle from God. It's right in there because I mean it 100%. We're in a place that is ministering to people on a level that a lot of other places aren't. They may have the glitz and the glamour and the this and the that, but we got the goods here. Amen? Praise the Lord. Well, I'll get off my high horse here. You know, I get talking about my church and my pastor, I get excited. Hallelujah. So, we'll go ahead and close it right here. But I tell you, I am excited about the things we've got ahead of us. You know, we look around sometimes and we say, well, we could have more people here and all that. Yeah, but you know, and that's true. Yeah, I'd love to see this place packed all the way wall to wall. But there's some people out there, thousands and thousands of people that are watching us every single service. And they're being blessed as though they were sitting in the Lord. Seats. Praise the Lord.
Hope you enjoyed that message. This is the conclusion of the message on your pastor's care. And I tell you what, I've enjoyed bringing that message to you. Next time we'll pick up with a new topic. But until then, you can write us here at Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213-5213, High Point, North Carolina, the zip code 27262. And of course, you can always write us via email. That's a little faster. Our email address, drbill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at WFM.org. Join us again next time. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God.
The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.